Listening to my higher self, L, I finally heard perhaps the most important truth of all. Your lack and the pain it has caused you have made you feel different, be different from others. And that single difference is the chink in the wall that has enabled you to tear down the entire illusion of a fixed world run by one set of rules that applies to everyone and by which everyone is judged. That single difference is strong enough to break through the density of matter, the oppression of everything you have believed to be wrong in life, the inertia of all you thought you had become and were stuck doing. Well, a lot of people talk about the experience of awakening, but until I heard these words arise from within, the words I needed to hear to engender an awakening of my own, I hadn't really believed it could happen. I finally realized that I and only I am in charge of my life experience, that no one's judgments matter except my own. And in that moment, I chose to let them all go. So here are the truths at the core of my lesson. Nothing is as it seems. Handicaps are, all and always, a gift. Life is a game which we all play with the same full spiritual deck and whose rules we get to make up as we go along. I am not alone and have never been. My apparent aloneness has set me firmly on the path of spiritual mastery. And like all journeys, this one has no final destination and can be enjoyed if I choose simply for its own sake. As for partnerships, who's to say if mine are better or worse than those of my neighbor to whom I compare myself? Or perhaps she's just got a different handicap. May she discover its gift and thereby experience her own divinity. For my gifts, I'm eternally grateful.